everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He's moving, always up to something good and wonderful. And the Lord has so many wonderful things to share with us. The things He brings to us, to our attention, things He speaks to us in our heart, He will help. It's designed to take us further. But we have to believe it. Now, other broadcasts, I talked about how we had to believe it, receive it, and plant it down deep in our heart and let it grow. The things of God are real and they're good, and it works. Whatever plan He gives us, it's our responsibility to believe it and receive it and act on it. And the way heaven works is, heaven responds to your faith. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So your faith and your authority and your whatever you speak is recognized. And when you believe God for something that He inspired, you can rest assured it's going to work well. Now, when God guides people to do something, that's what's going to put everything over. That's what's going to work the best. And people, they're used to doing things the way that they used to do it, the way that they do things. What I think is best, but what my predecessors thought was best, what the people I look up to, what they think is best. And that's where they spend their energy. Well, what about what God said? The one who can evaluate all things. That's the best place to plant your faith. That's the best place to operate in your faith. You first believe what He said to you, and then act on it. And then it works. Works good. Sometimes I talk about the fact that there's a party going on the inside of me. Because I went in God's presence, I heard what He said, and I act on it. And it always works, and I'm happy that it works. I'm thrilled to joy, and I enjoy the works of God. They work, because God is good. And His mercy never ends. And He has so many wonderful things to say to His people. He cares about us. He helps us go forward. He gives us the ability to speak His word. And we have so many wonderful things to thank God for. Now, it's not popular. It's not popular among most people to seek God and hear Him out, because people don't know how wonderful it works. And people are convinced that they're right. When people are convinced, they don't seek. When they don't seek, they don't learn. When they don't learn, they don't learn what's better. And they have no revelation for what God can truly do. And that's not good. We have to have God's word on it in order for it to work right. And because people don't have God's word on it, they don't do what they could do. And they don't know what can be. And they plan and they plan and they strategize and they plot and they plan and it. And they cannot come up with what God can come up with. And they spend all their time, and the time God would have used to train them, they don't receive the training, so they never learn. And their life will be over, and they still don't know what to do. And all the visions that God brought to them, the things people prophesied and said, if they follow Him or if they do this or do that, If they don't do it, it's not going to happen. Watch this. If God gives you something to do and you don't mix faith with it, it's still not going to happen. If God gives you something to do and you do it but don't believe in it, it's not going to be like it should. The just shall live by his faith. And I learned something from the Lord by watching. If you watch and pay attention, you won't miss things that he's trying to get to you. He's trying to help us understand some facts and things we need to know. And you have to believe him. What the Lord brings to me is my responsibility to take what he say and internalize it. Let it be life to me. And I speak it. And I act on it. But I stay in faith about it. Any minister, if God give you a message, how would it be if you preach the message and you don't really believe it? The just shall live by his faith. So we must preach by faith. We must teach by faith. We must do all things. We lay hands on people by our faith. And then the prayer of faith is what causes people to recover. It's the prayer of faith that makes the difference. And what God give you on the inside, you got to believe it on the inside. And you can do so much more. You can do so much more when you believe him. And that was the key element. Jesus said, "You will do greater. He that believes will do greater works than me." Believing is a very important part. It's a key element to all success. Now, if you want to do something, you can do it the way that people normally do it. Get an education, go to college, which is a good thing to do. Learn a skill, a trade, or get an education on something, and endeavor to work. Now, that's primary. That's the way to do it. But when you involve God, he can help you get on the best track. Let's say the student was deciding whether to be, you know, in the medical field, a nurse, a doctor, a clinician, anesthesiologist. And only the Lord knows which one she's most suited for, what she will enjoy the most. And then which college, which school, which college should she go to or he go to? The Lord knows the one that's the best track, where they'll meet the person that they may marry. See, God thinks of everything. People think in part. If the Lord guides you to do something, it's for a good reason. You may learn more at one college more than the other. You may have the better teacher that can teach you. You may meet your spouse earlier in life. I don't know. These are just facts that you know, God can get you on the best track. But if you don't involve God, then you're gonna go on the track that you want. That, you know, you can't judge everything like he does. You may run into a professor that makes you want to quit. No man can tell you like God can, but God can show you things. He may send you to the one where they challenge you better. I don't know. One may have a program where you can finish faster. I don't know that. But when God brings something to you, there's a good reason for it. And it's all right to ask him why. And at the correct time, he'll tell you. Be patient. Just do what he say do. Do it because God. If you can do something because God said, then you're fine. You're gonna be fine. It's gonna work. And I promise you, it's gonna be much better than if you just choose something haphazardly. Some questions man can't answer, only God can answer. And that's one of them. When you involve God, you're gonna get the best answer. And you can even ask him for the best situation. And he'll prepare you for it. Sometimes you have to be prepared for the best situation. So following God is key. You got to believe him. If you don't believe him, you're not going to do it. And if you do it, if you do follow through and not have faith in what he gave you to do, it's not going to be as good. But when you have faith in what he's saying and you follow through, you're going to get the full benefit. And you're going to learn things that you could not have learned any other way. Now, what if you did that in every situation? Most people who follow God, they follow him in part. They follow him in part, and they go so far and stop. But they may follow him in the ministry and not in their work life. They may follow him in their work life and not in ministry. They may follow him in ministry and not work career and not in marriage. And some people may follow him in marriage and eventually get to the other. But if you follow him in every category, your life is going to be so good and so wonderful. A lot of questions will be answered. A lot of problems will be solved. And the Lord will teach you the secrets that you desperately need to know. And the revelation that he provides makes the difference. It's beyond what man can come up with. So if you have to believe it, it's important to stay in faith. And everybody may not believe it. They won't see it. And they're going to try to help you in the best they know. That's why when the Lord gives you something, you have to receive it deep in your heart so you can weather the advice and this and even the storms of life that's going to come against it. Time God give you something, when Satan figure it out, he's already against it. He's afraid of what God can do. He don't want people to know what happens when men yield to God. He's trying to keep it a secret. And God wants people to, he do things to see if you'll believe. Some statements he'll make, he's testing to see if you'll believe him. And if you'll believe him, then he'll give you more. And if you'll act on it in faith, he'll give you more. And if you pay attention, you'll learn some things. You can't learn any other way. Even if you try, you wouldn't know to look for it in the Word. Every time I follow God, sometimes I get puzzled. I say, why did you want me to do it that way? He doesn't say anything. But I keep doing it. I know I'm on the right track. I stay on track. I learn to stay on track. I learn to trust him. And then he'll give me another piece of the puzzle. He'll give me another. It's more like another instruction. And I do it, but it's also a piece of the puzzle. And as I keep doing what he gives me to do, I find out that the reason I say it's a piece of the puzzle is because it starts shedding more light on what he already did. And there's a consistency, there's a direction that he's going in. Every assignment he ever gave me is one assignment. It's like a big piece of the puzzle, a big puzzle. It's being put together as I act. And then I get to a certain point, I can see where he's going. I say, oh, that's why. I wouldn't have believed it in the beginning if he showed it all to me. Not like I do now. So the whole thing was done by faith as I could believe. Don't feel limited because you may not have the experience to believe for greater things. Pastor said this year, he's a prophet, he said, think big. And he said it at the right time too, because the things I have to believe God for is big. And that's a piece of the puzzle, because God's going to have people to speak into what you're doing. And it encourages me to stay in my faith. It's working. What God gave me to do is working good. I'm even more thrilled about it. And I made a confession that I think big. I believe God. I would do all this in His heart. I will serve Him with full dedication. Not partial dedication, full dedication. I believe Him for every soul. Whatever He say He's doing, I believe Him. And I take Him at His word. And I obey Him. Because God is good. Mercy endures forever. He's working on people's behalf. He's got to return, and I know this. So strange things may happen. When God starts moving and saving souls and rearranging things and setting things up and tearing things down, strange things may, you may see strange things, miracles, good ones. And I feel like I'm right in the middle of it, doing what He gave me to do. I'm happy. I know that my efforts are not wasted. Everything I plant in the Spirit, God is multiplying it and making it good. And He's ready to do great things in your life. He loves us. He has good things to share with us. He's going to take us forward and not backwards. He's going to bless us in every way of life. And I thank Him for it. God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And He's helping us to go forward, and He's taking us forward in Him. Everything that we do, everything that He says is working. And He has good things ahead of us. We're going to see the mighty move of God like we've never seen it. And we're going to experience a greater form of joy. Our joy will become full. Greater and greater joy we will experience as we go forward in the Lord. As we go forward in Him, we're going to see greater and greater things. People are going to get saved. People that God has been trying to reach will be reached. And He's going to go far beyond cold religion and what people are used to. And the things that you see are important. He's going to help you go forward and not backwards. And it's good. It's all good. It's going to be a blessing. And we're going to get to see many mighty works before our eyes. Tell my people my return is soon. Tell my people my return is at hand. Be ready, saith the Lord. Be ready. Be willing, saith the Lord. Be willing. Be obedient, saith the Lord. Be obedient. For my return is soon, and my church is glorious. For many have yielded. Many have trained. Many have sought me, and many seek. Endeavor until the end. Do all to stand. As my people yield to me, I will do the mighty works in their life. And I will use every vessel to win the lost and encourage what is mine, saith the Lord your God and King. Do all to stand, for my return is soon, and my return is quick. I thank the Lord for his word. You know that? I thank the Lord for his word. I love the anointing of God. He knows what he's doing. And everyone who seeks him, everyone who seeks him out, they will find. This message, this simple message, will take people so far. I don't give people formats. I just encourage them to seek the Lord and receive the format. What God gives you will work. And you will see what the old preacher's been talking about. The work of God is good, it's pure, it's holy, it's wholesome. And saving the lost is a wonderful thing. A work of God, it turns things around. I was watching the James Robinson, Life Today, James Robinson last night. And he showed little children 20 years ago, they started giving them food. So many children died. And I saw James Robinson when he was younger, and he was in the middle of a graveyard where children were buried. And they were burying their children, and people in that watched his program back in, you know, from 20 years ago, they gave to his ministry, and he was able to feed the poor. Then he showed a modern time video where the same children had grown up, and their village started to prosper, and now they're grown and healthy. You know, a work of God, if you operate by faith, it works. It works. And I thank the Lord for that. Every soul that's reached, God rejoices. Heaven rejoices, and you will be rewarded for your faithful efforts in the ministry. Not only on earth, but in heaven. What you may not receive in earth, remember, time is going to continue. So when the rapture happens, which is close, you're still going to be rewarded for your efforts. You're going to be rewarded here and in heaven. That's how it works. But the Lord put more effort into restoring his people and saving the lost. Then when people share in that work, it's going to bless them tremendously. In these days, the Lord is mightily moving by his spirit on people doing works that will work. Now, people, there are many that are doing it the wrong way. They're not following God like they should. But God has people that follow him. And that's the purpose of all these broadcasts, to show you that the Lord, as you follow him, he'll make the difference. And he can anoint you to reap people that others can't reap. Remember, when we come to the Lord under ministries, people bear fruit out to their kind. And when people have went astray, God don't want people to go astray. Their anointing won't pick up the people that God is after. He's looking for people of greater character, so that he'll have people of greater character. Remember, the Pharisees, Jesus said, you look high and low to find a proselyte. Now that's a proselyte is a person that's a Gentile and they convert them to follow the law of Moses, Judaism, which is good. But because they were corrupt, they make them 10 times more the child of hell than they are. So when your focus changes as a pastor and as a church, If the focus ever changes and deviates from the heart of God, whatever it's focused on becomes what they go after. And it changes everything. It changes the whole dynamic of the ministry. And sometimes the Lord just, they'll do a minor work. The Lord use them to just get people saved, stay encouraged. But when corruption happens, they cause people to be worse than they were. But those that love God, they stay in the love of God, and their people who train under that ministry, they love God too. They're trained in the love of God. They focused on the Lord, not trying to make a shining ministry. And there's a difference. God wants people to be sincere in their heart. But if the people that they're looking to and training under, if they don't have the heart of God, then the heart of God won't be produced in the people that are looking to Him. And the only way they'll make it alive is to seek the Lord themselves and study the Word of God. Many people, they don't study for themselves. They study. They just go to church and do what they're asked to do, but they don't study for themselves, and they don't learn. And then when if they receive the wrong message, they study the Word in light of that message. And they still have a problem. And God has a bigger problem, because now people that would be dedicated are not dedicated. People that would know Him don't know Him. And He has to protect their life and make sure that they don't deviate from the gospel. Many times people deviate and they do something different. And they're not following God. So what are they following and why? But as we go forward in the Lord, we learn and we grow and we develop and we change things. And we can see things happen as we go forward. When things are in place, when things are out to God's heart, it works perfectly. And that's why I say in some broadcasts, never underestimate the anointing of God. God can take your radio broadcast, He can take your YouTube broadcast, He can take your website broadcast and reach millions of people, even billions of people. See, it don't stop with just you can see on YouTube the 2,000 viewers on some videos. That meant that 2,000 people clicked on it, some of them more than once. So you may have 1,500 people who really clicked on it and watched it. And a lot of people go back and watch it again. And they send it to people and they watch it too. But then people talk about it. See, it's not over just when the people watch it. It gets in their heart. They talk about it and they tell others that may not click on it. And sometimes people get, so the thing is never ending. Only God knows how many people will actually watch it and speak it and transfer that knowledge to others. And sometimes people that will, when the right people get saved because of that video, the Lord can anoint them and do a great work in their life. Now, I don't know how the Lord keep up with all these. He's God. He can do this. He's a spirit. And He has a way to keep up with everything. And He's going to reward you for what you do. What you put in motion, it don't stop. It's like a snowball. It gets bigger and bigger and greater. The problem is, so does the world system. Things that do damage gets worse. And it works to neutralize people. This is where, if Satan wins, gets a, if he wins against you, his works is to get you out of faith. That's what he's attempting to do. He can't come and kill your life. He can't. There's a lot of things he can't do, but he's trying to stop you from believing. Now, I'm out of time again, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life and take you forward. As you go forward in him, you're going to see the greater things happen. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.